today on Rockin' the Suburb.
Because one of the members did grow up on a farm, so he is a real farmer, which is pretty cool.
Hi, Jim, Patrick, the interns in the Rocking the Suburbs community. This is Liam from Dublin with my March new music picks. My first pick is The Swan by Brian McKay from his album Gadzooks. Before Rocking the Suburbs, my favourite podcast was a podcast called The Shabby Road Record Show, and Ryan McKay was one of the hosts of that show. The concept of that podcast was that each host would play three songs and would give a background on the artist or the song or the album that it came from. That podcast really shaped my musical taste at the time, especially music from the 70s. And this album, Gadzooks by Ryan McKay, feels like a combination of all of those influences which they shared on the podcast. You get the XTC-esque opener, Take It to the Grave, Night Riot, which is a power pop song. This one, the song I picked, which sounds like early Peter Gabriel solo material. Somewhere Somehow, which is a really great AOR song without any of that smolts and that cheese. And In My Old Room, which sounds like 70s Beach Boys without the harmonies. The album is a concept album of sorts based around a girl who is trying to contact a recently deceased loved one using a Ouija board, with each song representing a different spirit that she's contacted. This gives each of the songs a different voice, and in pretty much all cases, a different style of music as well. It's a really impressive record in that Ryan's been able to record in all these different styles, but also be really successful and have an album that doesn't feel disjointed. At the moment, this is my album of the year, and I've been spinning it loads recently, especially with my vinyl copy turning up in the last couple of weeks. If you want to buy the album digitally or get a physical copy, you can get it from Ryan McKay Music at Bandcamp. My second pick is Bodies Dissolve Tonight by Earth Tongue from a forthcoming second album called Great Haunting, which will be out on June 14th. Earth Tongue are a two-piece heavy psych rock band from Wellington, New Zealand, with guitarist and vocalist Gussie Larkin and drummer vocalist Ezra Simmons. People may know Gussie from the band Mermaidens, but this is a very different thing. The song Bodies Dissolve Tonight is what's so great about this band. You get huge, buzzed out riffs, off-kilter drumming and rhythms, and the vocals are kind of ethereal or otherworldly. It just makes for a really great sound, and they rock really hard. I'm really looking forward to this record, as Floating being their first album was one of my favourites of that year. And even more exciting is that they're coming to Dublin as support for Ty Segall and the Freedom Band's tour of Europe and the UK. Bring on June. I can't wait. It's going to be a good time. Anyway, that's all from me. I hope everyone is doing well, staying safe, and rocking the suburbs wherever you are.
Suburbs. This is Harris and South Carolina.
1, 2, Polizei. 3, 4, Offizier. 5, 6, Alte Hex. 7, 8, Harris King.
Heard on Nick Scalera's Rockin' the Suburbs radio show, Anything Could Happen. The name of the band is Bedbug out of Los Angeles, and it moved from a sort of a bedroom project to a full project in the studio on this album. The album is called Pack Your Bags, The Sun is Growing, and the song you can play is Halo on the Interstate. It's a great song. Great album, actually. It's definitely early favorite of the year for me.
Since 15, he was a pretty fragile kid. He flopped around to watch in high school. Never went much further.
clothes and wash the ovens, get torn apart by seagulls.
Second band are called Real Farmer. They're from the Netherlands. They're from Groningen. I know Patrick is probably familiar that they have a soccer team there. FC Groningen, I think, is the name. Real Farmer are in the punk scene there in Groningen. And the name of the album, let me look, is called Compare What's There. And the song you can pick is called The Feeling. Just a good punk rock. Apparently they got the name because one of the members did grow up on a farm, so he is a real farmer, which is pretty cool. And another new music item in March was the release of the Terry Allen biography called A Truckload of Art that I've just started reading. It's an authorized biography by Bendon Graves. It's wonderful so far. Maybe Patrick and I can talk about it on the Book Nook. I would love that. And if you want a playout song, along with the release of the book, they've released a couple of songs that were originally recorded in 1968, and one is called Gonna California, and it's about when Terry and his wife, Jo Harvey, moved from Lubbock, Texas to Los Angeles. So a good playout song there, Gonna California. Okay, thanks everybody. Keep rocking the suburbs.
Gone California, gonna leave tomorrow, leaving this town and all of its sorrow behind me. Cause my heart's been burned from the lessons I've learned behind me. I'll be the bluebird rider
Can't wait. It's going to be a good time.